This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's been one of the most unpredictable years for soybean farmers that they have faced in a long time. The prolonged trade war, tariff impacts, and stalled demand from major buyers has added up through 2025 and left a lot of unanswered questions about how the soybean economy will finish the year. We're going to have a talk with ASA President Caleb Ragland right after this.
Stay up to date with the latest in the ag industry with Agribusiness Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Each weekday, we bring you the latest advancements in farming, from new precision ag technology to cutting-edge sustainable farming practices. Agribusiness Matters is also your source for the most relevant ag news, policy discussions, and insights that are shaping the future of agriculture. Tune in to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
I had the chance to talk about the state of the soybean economy with American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland. He said producers have been carrying more than their share of the weight through this trade war.
It's certainly been a ride. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, the impact of this prolonged trade war has been very difficult economically on soybean farmers in particularly. And there's a pretty bloody financial hole in most operations bottom line here for 2025, and it's very concerning, and it's something we're aware of and trying to work to help improve both for those losses and for the future.
As all farmers seem to know, the tension around China has been the headline for months, but Ragland says it's not the only part of the story. Still, any movement is welcome, and recent purchases under a new framework provided at least a spark of optimism, even if it seemed to have fizzled out here as the month has gone on.
Well, I think it's certainly positive. When we look within those numbers, it's our understanding that most or all of these purchases are from their government. Mm-hmm. It's a little unclear what all might be taking place or not taking place privately. We're behind on some government reporting due to the shutdown, so there's some little details out there that could make it a little better than it is, but if we're in the ballpark with the numbers, you know, we're about 10% of the way there to that $12 billion commitment, and we got about 6 weeks left here in 25, and I hope we can hit it, but we need to be shipping a bunch, and let's do it.
Even with these early signals, the reality remains that China went months without buying a single bean from the U.S. Ragland says good faith purchases are a start, but it does not fix our deeper problems.
It's a positive step, but certainly long ways to go. And I want to see some soybeans physically unloaded and get some cash on the barrel head, too. And
I hear
that
you.
That would be a positive step that we could really celebrate as well. So We're cautiously optimistic,
right.
I would say, but need to realize there's much, much more work to be done.
Producers need physical movement of beans and real cash sales to strengthen the market again. And even beyond China, the ripple effect of the trade war has shown up everywhere on the balance sheet, including the cost side of farming.
You know, I'd also state that the trade war has an impact on our cost as well, because we've looked at increased costs due to tariffs on many of our inputs, and that is another cut that is hurting us. I've kind of said it's death by a thousand cuts the farm economy when we look at our cost, how they've all continued to rise, and then we've looked at declining commodity prices, and eventually those cross, and that's put many operations into the red, and there's a lot at stake right now.
Ragland says farmers have proven their resilience time and time again, but they cannot be expected to absorb financial losses forever. ASA continues to push for solutions that return stability and open the door for meaningful demand as we head towards a new year. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.